Monday, the date on the label. Well, hello again. This is Pastor Greg Durrell, pastor of Heritage Bible Church, back with you again this week. We trust the Lord is finding you just rejoicing in your fellowship with Him. Moreover, if you do not understand who Christ is, we trust that something we say this week may bring you to a very clear understanding of the importance of God's Word, and thereby perhaps promoting or even provoking you to open the Scripture to see what it has to declare about the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, to help you clearly understand the gospel, and it's the most important message, certainly there is, just the most important endeavor you will ever take in your life to try to clearly understand what the Creator God has revealed to mankind. What is the cross all about? What did Jesus truly do for you on the cross? What did He accomplish? Was it temporary? Was it eternal? Now, we have a book. It's simply entitled The Gospel. And it poses a question. It says, has anyone ever shown you from the Bible how you can know for certain that you will go to heaven when you die? Now, this is the, I think, one of the finest things in print. Oh, it's about 27 pages in length. It's a booklet. We will send it to you free, postpaid to your door. Simply give us a call here at Heritage Bible Church, 392-4900. If you're out of town, it's toll-free, 1-866-68-GRACE. Or you can go to the website, heritagebiblechurch.com, or you can come by and see us or send us a letter. We're at 785 Heritage Avenue. We're in Tarrytown, Louisiana. Zip code is 70056. As always, we invite you, if you have questions or comments, email them, or you can simply send them by snail mail or even call. But always, if you want a response, please attach your name or your address, etc., to your question. Now, for the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about the issue of tongues. All sorts of opinions and things about this spiritual phenomenon known as tongues. And what we did a couple of weeks ago, we started off with the presupposition that all tongues today, wherever you hear them, were biblical. And then we proceeded to show you from the Scripture then how speaking in tongues, or how and when speaking in tongues, violates Scripture. And I think we clearly demonstrated to you overwhelmingly the majority of people who claim to move in this gift today and have this gift and the operation of this gift in their fellowships, etc., are unbiblical. And much of what is done today is simply learned behavior. It's orchestrated. It has nothing to do with the New Testament. It has nothing to do with biblical truth. It has nothing to do truly with the body of Christ in a true biblical sense. Then we talked about the tongues of today and talked about some of the problems with those things. And then we moved more recently to the issue of, are tongues themselves biblical, or what were biblical tongues, and the meaning and the purpose of those things. And then we went on an excursion beginning in 1 Corinthians 14, verses 21 and 22, where the Apostle Paul tells us what tongues are for. And then in 1 Corinthians 1, 22, he tells us who required the sign. And then we went back and we looked at the very birth of that, beginning back in Exodus chapter 3 and 4, looked at Deuteronomy 18, Deuteronomy 28, Isaiah 28, and then we've moved all the way up to John chapter 1, and that's where we left off last time, and we want to pick it up there. Again, if you've right now thinking, gee, well, fill me in some more, what you need to do is call and get a copy of the tapes. That's all. Request them. We'll send them to you free. Tell them you need parts 1 and 2, or perhaps you need parts 1, 2, and 3, which will include this study as well. Now, John chapter 1, we found this beginning in verse 19. It says, and this is the record of John when the Jews, actually the chief priest, it says, and Levites, sent out from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? John the Baptist is on the outskirts of town. He's baptizing people. He's kind of dressing funny, perhaps even a little peculiar diet, and he's out there making a stir. And so the religious community sends some reps out there to ask John, who are you? And he says in verse 20, and he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. So he is not the Messiah. He clearly says that. Well, then in verse 21, it says, and they asked him, what then, art thou Elijah? Now remember what Malachi 4 talked about, that the spirit of Elijah would come. So they said, are you Elijah? And he saith, I am not. And then they asked the question, art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. Now, who is that prophet? Well, remember, that's the prophet from Deuteronomy 18. That's the one Moses said there was going to come a prophet like unto Moses. Now, what was unique about Moses? Remember, from the institution of his ministry or his calling, what was unique about Moses there? Well, it was the signs and the wonders and the miracles that the Lord did by the hand of Moses, which confirmed or proved to the Jew, to the Israelites, if you will, that what he was telling them was true. It was the bona fides of Moses, if you will. It was the confirming acts that demonstrated to the listeners that he must be of God. We saw the first man healed, Moses. We saw the miraculous staff, etc., things that were done that clearly demonstrated. These were signs, wonders, and miracles which Moses did in the sight of the people, and the people believed. Now, John is asked, are you that prophet? Are you the prophet like unto Moses? And he says he's not, and he points, though, to the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Now, join me, if you will, in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 2. Now, again, we must redirect you back. Just go to Acts chapter 2, but in your own study, remember, you have to begin back in 1 Corinthians. You have to begin where the question is asked, what are tongues for? And it's answered that they're for a sign to the unbeliever. To the unbeliever who, in the context of 1 Corinthians 14, 21, and 22? The unbelieving Jew. Now, who are the signs for back in Moses' day, where we find the establishment of the nation and the establishment of the nations via signs through the hands of Moses? Now, is that something that runs consistently through Judaism? And the answer is yes. 1 Corinthians 14, 22, the Jew requires a sign. The Greeks, all the non-Jews, seek for wisdom. But the Jew requires a sign. It doesn't make any difference to him how logical you are. It makes no difference to him how succinctly that you present your argument and how clear and concise and cogent it may be. He's looking for a sign to confirm, because that's how his nation was established. Now, in Acts chapter 2, we find this in verse 4. It says, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other languages or tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews. Who do we have here? We have Jews. We have Jews from all over the world. Many estimates are as high as 200,000 Jews that are in town for the feast. Now, we find this initial sign here given. Sign of what? Sign of tongues. Sign of languages. In other words, some guy sitting here in Jerusalem who's hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ being communicated in the old horse trading language of the Hittites. No one could know those kind of things. He hears languages that are dead. He hears things from his native tongue that no one here, that these Galileans could not know. Now, it's a sign to an unbeliever. It's a sign to the Jew that what's being communicated is from God. Now, to prove it even further, look in Acts chapter 2 and verse 22. What does Peter say? Ye men of what? Ye men of Marrero? You men of America? No, you men of Israel. Hear these words. And then he says, Jesus of Nazareth. Now, who was Jesus? Remember, what was John asked? What was John asked? Are you that prophet? And what did he say? He said no, but he did what? He pointed to Jesus Christ. With that thought in mind, hold Acts 2 and look over in Acts 3. Acts chapter 3, verse 22, for Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, and ye shall hear, and him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. Now, you shall hear, he says, that prophet. Who is that prophet? Well, it's Jesus Christ. Verse 22 of Acts 2. Ye men of Israel, here he is, that prophet, the prophet like unto Moses. He says, a man approved of God among you. Jesus was approved among them. How? By what? By miracles, wonders, and signs. How was Moses approved? By miracles, wonders, and signs. Paul says the Jew requires what? A sign. He says, wherefore tongues are for a what? A sign. Not to them that believe, but them that believe not. Always a known language. Always. These people are speaking in tongues. They're talking in tongues to people, proclaiming the gospel, and people are hearing and understanding. This is not mystical. This is not something where someone stands up and babbles something in some gibberish and no one can understand, and someone else has to supposedly stand up and say what he said. These are people speaking to people in their own language, and they didn't have the ability to speak that language before. It's a sign to the unbelieving Jew. Now, the Lord's establishing his church. He's bringing in this idea of the fulfillment of Christ, the New Testament, if you will. The Jew has to come to this realization that Messiah has come. He's giving the New Testament. These apostles are writing the New Testament. They're proclaiming truth to the Jew. Remember, all through the book of Acts, all through through the Gospels, what do we find? It's to the Jew first. To the Jew first, that's where they go, to the synagogue first, to the Jew first, repeatedly, over and over again, to the Jew first. And there are signs confirming. Why? Because the Jew requires a sign. Look with me, if you will, in, well, Hebrews chapter 2. I don't think we have enough time to talk about it, but Hebrews chapter 2, just for a moment. Hebrews chapter 2, we might just at least squeeze in the verse. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which of the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, the apostles? How? God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. What were these things there for? To ratify, to confirm, because the Jew required a sign. Now, if you like the offer this week, give us a call, but most importantly, call a friend, tell them about the broadcast, and join us tomorrow at this same time.